The Gemara says in Daf Yomi Beis that if a person is chaylitz to vimta v'chazer v'kitcha, if a person is chaylitz to a yavama, then he's mekadosher. According to Shlakish, he is chayiv karis on the chalutza. And huadin, if you're mekadosh one of the, if you're going to be bond one of the tsaris after you're chaylitz to one, you're going to be chayiv karis on the tsara, because the chalitza pater the isha you did the chalitza too, but it's not going to pater the other women. So the tsara of the person that you're chaylitz, you're going to have a chi of karis if you're baaleh. Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik. Rabbi Yochanan holds that once a chaylitz to one isha, and she no longer has a karis of eshesach, that will pater the tsaris as well. The tsaris also no longer have a karis of eshesach. And what's the pshat? The Gemara explains that ihi shlichusu the tsar ka'avna. The one you're chaylitz to is doing the shlichus of the other tsaris. In other words, you're only chaylitz to Leah, you're not chaylitz to Rachel, but when you're chaylitz to Leah, she acts as a shlich for Rachel, and that's as if the chaylitz happened to her. And therefore, Rachel it will not have a chi of karis anymore because the chalitza takes away her zika, just like it did for the woman you were chalitz to. Now, based upon this, the Sefer Chemdes Yisrael asks a gvaldika kasher. He says a gvaldika chiddush. He says the fear of Yaichanan would come out that if the tsara is a ketana, if she's under bas mitzvah, then she will be bekaris because the chalitza of the one you're chalitz to can't pater the tsar midin shlichus, because halacha is that ain shlichus lekatan. You can't become a shlich for a katan. So the whole reason why the tsar no longer has an eshesach is because of a din shlichus. That would not help for a katan because ain shlichus lekatan, and therefore the tsar who's a katana will still remain with the isra eshesach. Apel de kechidus lechara to say that it would that by a tsar katana there'll still be an isra eshesach. Now the pashta says that you could be madcha what he's saying, and Ritzi Pesach says this in the Hartzvi over here. Then the Gemara over here says that ihi shlichus of the tzar ka'avda. The Gemara does not mean a din shlichus over here. It's not a din shlichus of shlichus am kamaisai. It just means that the Torah says that when you're chayitz to one, it works for everyone else. It's mahani for everyone else, as if it would be a din shlichus. It's similar to shlichus. It just means what the maisai do to you is mahani for everyone else as well. And the Gemara first calls that shlichus, but it's not really a din shlichus like we have a chayitz of shlichus am kamaisai. It just means that the Torah is mechadish. What I do to Rachel will help for Leah, and vice versa. But it's nothing to do with regular din shlichus, and therefore that the fact that the tzar is a ketana wouldn't make any difference at all, because this is not a din shlichus where the psul of din shlichus would apply. It's exer sakasa. When you chaylitz to one, it's mahani for everyone else. And I think this kash and teretz is right nagea to inyani diyayma today, because the halacha is that so when you send shalachmanis, the mishmer brings down in tafresh sadi hey brings down the gvaldik chiddush from the chuvas binyan tzion, that is mesubik to say that maybe mishalachmanis does not help if you give it yourself. You have to bedafka give it either shliach, because the pasuk says in mishloach manus ishloheyo. It sounds like you need it in shlichus, and therefore you have to make sure to send it al yedei an acher, al yedei a shliach. Now, based upon this chiddush, there are paiskim who want to say that not only do you have to send your shloach manus al yedei shliach, but you have to make sure that shliach is a gadol, not a katan, because a katan can't be a shliach, and if you send it al yedei a katan, ein shliach is a katan, the katan can't be a shliach, and therefore you're not yotzei the mitzvah of shloach manus. Paldik a chiddush, so you have to be makbid to send it through a gadol. Now the Dvar Avram, Chuvas Dvar Avram and Simon Yud Gimel, he is chaylik on this halacha that you can't send a al yedei a katan. First of all, he's not so convinced b'chalal that you need a shliach. The kachidush of the Ben Tzion is not so pasha, but he says even if you say that you taken need a shliach for shalach manis, because it says lashem mishleach, but still it's pasha that a katan would be good, because the din shlichus over here, it's not the regular din shlichus of shulchan kamaisa, where when the shlich gives it, it's as if I gave it. It's not such a din that I have to do it, and therefore I need to come out to a parsha of shlichus to say that his nesin is like my nesin, and that's not the pshat. The pshat is, it's almost like a maisa kaif ba'alma, that I'm sending it to it, but the Torah says, send it ayidei shlich. You send it through a shlich, it's more besimcha, it's more bekavadik, so the shlich is when I give it through a shliach, this is my nesina. It's not because of the din shliach, this is just, I'm supposed to send it through a messenger. That's what mishloach would mean. So therefore, even though ein shliach is a katan, that's not going to make a difference over here, because the katan is not becoming my shliach. I'm giving it through a katan, just like I could give it through a kaif, it would work. I could give it through a katan, it would work. There's not a din of shliach, so shliach is on kamaisai, but just a din that I should give it through someone else. So he's learning over here, similar to what we said in our Gemara, that the din shlichus does not necessarily mean shluch sham kamaisiv mamash a parsha of shlichus. It just means that when the katan gives it, I'm the mekayim my chiv through him giving it, and that's a kiyum mishloach manas. Nothing to do with the din of shluch sham kamaisiv. What he's saying over there is even more pasha than our Gemara. It's not Pashas is no din shlichas here at all. I'm just pattering it. I'm just being yaitzim achiev through giving it through someone else. That's all the din mishlach means. Baal Kapanim, we see there's such a musig that the word shlichas does not always mean the din of shluch sham kemaisa. It just means that one person's maisa is helping someone else or working for someone else, and it has nothing to do with the parashah of shlichas at all. It could be through exer sakasef, like by chalitza nibam. It could be through that is life and anasina, like by shalach manas, and therefore there's no problem of giving it ayidei shliach lemaisa. Many Paiskim say that you don't have to be cheshish to this chiddush of the Binyan Tzion and be makbid to give it ayidei shliach. You could give it yourself, but in Maker Aden, even if you do give it ayidei shliach, you could give it through a katan, but lemaisa the word gadon, they're a makbid to give at least one shalach manas ayidei shliach to be mekayim this chiddush of the Binyan Tzion.